which is why I'm spending less time on digressions in 2025 and more time
staring into the void.
Are we living in the fever dream of a thousand monkeys? Will I ever create a new font? Why can't I eat my salt lamp? This and more, I mean less. Less on I Digress. Now a tight one-hour show every other Monday at 3 p.m. and Wednesday at 8 a.m. right here on 93.9 FM CSK Smithers Community Radio.
All right. Thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in to my very professional show. I am Pammer, your host. I don't know what episode number this is, but it's got to be in the 190s. So we are approaching 200. If you have any ideas of what I should do for my 200th show, please mail them to business@noneofyour.com, and I will surely check that out. JK, JK. But let's get to it. I've got lots of music. Most of it, actually, it's all based on Victoria. So quite a few Victoria bands. As I mentioned, I was there for residency for my school. I just got back, and I'm very happy to share as much of that experience as I possibly can in the short amount of time that I have. So let's get started with a song that really was an earworm for me the whole time. And so every day that I walked through this beautiful forest on my way to campus, I would sing this song with my dear friend Emily, with a few of you in mind. So let's let Cosmo Sheldrake start our show off today, shall we?
What do you do in April? I open my bill in May. I sing night and day in June. I change my tune in July. Far off I fly in August away. I must. What do you do? In April I open my bill in May. I sing night and day in June. I change my tune in July. Far off I fly in August away. What do you do in April? I open my bill in May. I sing night and day in June. I change my tune in July. Far off I fly in August away.
This is Petunia from Petunia and the Vipers. You're listening to CICK 93.9.
My vision was blinded, so I called out your name. How could my heart that was beating so hot for your soul be turned away so wounded and laid so low? I could not comprehend, I cried out anew to the moon, dragging around my dead love that I chained to this tomb. For years and years I've wondered but cannot complain, having been left with a real wish I'd broken, having loved in vain. Feeling so heavy and dull on my breast, I went and smoked away my mind and put it at rest. All that night I wandered these streets alone. I awoke the next morning hoboken in a boxcar by the Bill Road. Well, a white old beside me said, what could be ailing you, man? Then the train began to move, so I jumped and ran. I thought, oh, what's my problem? A traveling traveler am I. Must be last night's love token, once bitten, twice shy. It left the old train yard. The whistle was blowing, calling me, calling my heart. My heart answered back, I remember that feeling again. Having been left with a railway shot broken, having loved in vain. We're giving this thing one more try, 'cause we've always been so good at finding one more reason why. You know I love you still, and I've heard you still love me too, and we might love one another more than anybody else would do. So maybe this go around we'll have found where we've gone wrong, or we might find it was better off left alone all along, 'cause it's always just as good each time it begins as it is bad each time when it ends. You know it's always great until it ain't, time and time again. Oh, it's always great until it ain't, time and time again. we're giving this thing just one more shot. 'Cause you could never know if this time's the time or just another time that it's not. You know you're in my heart, and it's always on my mind. What if our love's the kind of love that few lovers ever find? So maybe this go round, well, it's finally gonna take. Or maybe this go round, go right back to making all the same mistakes. 'Cause it's always just as good each time it begins as it is bad each time when it ends. You know it's always great until it ain't, time and time again. Oh, it's always oh so great until it ain't, time and time again.
Tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. Cares of the past are behind. No.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's like going to be that separate. It's like it's going to be, I'm Elisa LeBlanc and you're listening to CICK.
Yeah, it's
like
just a bumper.
A separate thing.
Yeah.
Then you riffing?
No. It would probably all be the same thing.
Okay.
Like sometimes I like to
like,
leave station.
My tune.
Yeah.
I like you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Elisa LeBlanc and you're listening to CICK.
Standing in the door. It's
like
a radio DJ.
Yeehaw. Okay,
what? Yeehaw.
Actually, will you do one specifically for my show?
Yeah, what's your show?
It's called I Digress.
I Digress.
With Pammer.
With Pammer. Okay.
That's me.
So separate from CSCK or?
Well, it's on
you're
CSCK.
Listening to CSCK.
And this is I Digress with Pammer?
This is I Digress.
Yeah, just I Digress. Yeah, exactly.
With Pam.
Well, you could say, you don't have to do the with Pammer.
This is
part.
I Digress.
Yeah.
Or I could say, like, you're listening to I Digress.
On CICK. Exactly. Right. But say your name as
okay.
well, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Take two. Well, I'll take this one.
Okay.
I'm Elise LeBlanc, and you're listening to I Digress on CICK.
We did it.
Yay!
We did it.
Standing in your doorway on the night that we first met, I felt I wasn't ready to say goodbye just yet. So stay a little longer, tell another story, dear. It's true, I hardly know you, but it feels like it's been years. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like you, and I just met you, but there ain't trying to argue. There's no reason for all this teasing. Your eyes, they show you feel it too. There is no how, you feel it too. Mm-hmm. Oh, we walk by the houses and we walk by the trees. We walk by the flowers and we talk for hours. And down by the river's edge, you drew me in the sand. I don't know how it happened, but now we're holding hands. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like you when I just met you, but there ain't no use trying to argue. Feel it too.
Listener discretion advised for the next song.
I went down to a warehouse basement to rent some music gear. There stood a gruff and greasy man, a belly made from beer. His hair was long and scraggly, his skin was white as snow. And when he started yell talking, I went, uh-oh, here we go. Here's your gear, my dear, he said. Sorry for the delay. A couple native guys came in, they needed a bunch of stuff for their gig today. Oh man, those guys are always getting all the front of line service and all the grants now, eh? Uh-oh. And it's about time! Fuck, I was working with those guys when no one was giving them jack shit! Well, he has no social media, he owns no big TV, and he doesn't have a rainbow sign with things that he believes. He's out there simply living with two ears and two eyes and a heart. With a beer and a toke, he's plain spoke, woke. Well, who was I to assume he's just another angry redneck? Is this some kind of lateral racism that I haven't figured out yet? I didn't have much time to think before he chatted on. Fuck, sorry if I'm fucking yelling, man. My fucking hearing is gone. Way too many fucking rock concerts, eh? Ah, what's that pin there that you got on? It's a coat hanger with a red light through it now. What's going on? It's a pro-choice pin. Well, I tell you what, I tell my wife, unless I start shitting babies out of my ass, I ain't got nothing to say about that. And that ain't happening anytime soon. Except for that one time I ate a whole Pizzagetti, I swear that shit was alive. You ever had a Pizzagetti before? They take a pizza and they put spaghetti on it, it's delicious. Well, he's never been to college. He barely reads at all. He's never been consciously conscious at all. He's just regular conscious, and he has a healthy conscience. F-O-K-E is how he spells folk. He's plain spoke woke. He sees me noticing his camo jacket hung up by the door. Says just how much he loves the great Canadian outdoors. Well, I still get out from time to time, but you know, I'll just go down to the range. But you know, people are always going off these days about climate change. Yeah. Well, I've been going to the woods for 40 years. You got me dumb as fuck not to notice the change, and holy piss. And fuck, the bears are attacking people. Of course they are. We're fucking tearing down their fucking habitat. Where the fuck else are they supposed to go? You know, Jared got attacked by a bear once. Yeah, that bear took one bite of Jared and said, no, thank you, buddy. What have you been eating? But Jared did die. Not from a bear attack, though. It's from the liquor. You gotta watch that shit. It'll fuck you up way more than a bear. Well, he ain't creating safe spaces. He doesn't know anything about that. He's not fostering generative discussion. He's a chatty guy with a concussion. He doesn't know those fancy words, but he says it all the same. Oh, God bless them all, the plain spoke woke. Oh, God bless them all, the open-minded folk. Hey, you wanna go burn down along in McQuaid with me? Nah, it's just a joke. Those guys are all right. They're just trying to make a living. You know, my oldest works there. Yeah, he plays the accordion. Weird instrument. Doesn't play it anymore, though. He cut off all his fingers in a wood chipper. Yeah. Now he just plays the kick drum. Yeah, just the kick drum. He's in a Metallica cover band called Pastor of Muppets. You heard of Pastor of Muppets? No, I haven't. I really have to go to my gig, though. I got it soundchecked in like half. Oh, yeah, yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah, no. All right, well, your band's all loaded up there, sweetheart. You have a great gig. Wait a minute! You got a flat tire. Let me go get my pump. You know, actually, I was the bus technician for Lynyrd Skynyrd. Yeah, my youngest does it now. He's on tour with the lady with all the white face paint. Oh, yeah, Chaperone. She got a great song for Togo. I really like it. You know? God bless that man. He's plain spoke woke. God bless you all. I'm Shirley Nell. Thank you so much. Peace.
That is the incomparable Shirley Gnome. And I did get to see her live when I was at Woodstove Festival 2 weekends ago. So whenever that happened in Cumberland. And she doesn't disappoint. It is kind of hard to find one of her songs that doesn't have a lot of swear words in it that I love so much. And I guess that says a little more about me than it does about her, which is that I guess I love swearing. But who doesn't? You know what I'm saying? So that was kind of my country, I guess my kind of countryside, A side of the playlist, although it does get a little more country again as we go back, but let's just, bring it back there. So it was Plain Spoke Woke from Live Bear and Natural. And once again, when you want to look her up, her name is Shirley Gnome. Then we heard Elise LeBlanc before that with the song I Like You from The Fiddle and the Fire. And I got to see Elise play at, I believe it's called the Edelweiss Club in Victoria on my last weekend there for my residency. And she was just as wonderful as she sounds in that kind of off-the-cuff, candid recording that her and I did in the coat room so that I could get a stinger from her. Classic Sons of the Pioneers before that. You'll know that one from the Big Lebowski soundtrack. We heard Tumbling Tumbleweeds. Sean Hess from Montana, who was another artist that I saw at Woodstove. And I saw him. He was playing in a... was a tattoo parlor or a barbershop. Got to be honest, I was holding my beer in that way where like your wrist is turned into yourself and it's just like resting in between your breasts if you've got them. And my head was leaning against a wall. So he was giving me some details and I know I was inside a location, but I couldn't tell you much more about that. But I do remember that he stood out because I was trying to see another performer and couldn't get in at Woodstove and just kind of waltzed into a new place where everyone was sitting down. It was very quiet, and if you kind of couldn't get it, he's a bit tongue-in-cheek, but his lyricism is so poetic, and he was just a really, really engaging storyteller and artist. It was just him and a guitar dressed all in denim. It was wonderful. So that's Sean Hess. Then we heard, oh, Petunia and the Vipers off of their newest. It's actually a double LP, a double album. It's called Calling Me Back. And we heard Loved in Vain, which I also got to see Petunia and the Vipers and get that stinger that you got to hear there. Also at the Edelweiss Club on my last night in Victoria. And they were incredible. And I think I really turned a lot of my friends on against what they would have thought yodeling music was, because that is how I described the band when I said, yeah, we're going to go to a show. If you want, it's yodeling music, when they ask, what kind of music is it? But I saw a lot of them really fall in love. And actually, they were saying, I'm in love. They were shouting and they were dancing and being silly, which was really, really wonderful to see. So actually, shout out to my MAPC year twos. And what were you guys? MAPC year ones, and there were some cert grads or something like that. I don't remember well enough, but to Misty, Natalie, Roz, Nick, and of course my Emily, I'll say that song's for you. And then Cosmo Sheldrake, we heard Cuckoo Song, and that's off Wake Up Calls. That's the song that we just started the show with. So now I'm going to switch away from Woodstove a little bit, but I will be dipping back into some of my Woodstove playlist as well. But I want to play a song from a band from Victoria. They're a tight, sort of post-funky art rock band, I guess, called Neighborly. And they were... this recording is good, but this recording really does not do justice how dancey and how fun and how energetic this band is. But I want people to know Neighborly, so I'm playing, I believe this is their latest single, which is called Lost It. And I'll take this moment to thank Nature's Pantry, the sponsor of my radio show. Thank you so much for your continuing patronage of this radio station and believing and supporting community radio. And if you just tuned in, my name is Pammer. My show is I Digress. You are listening on 93.9 FM CICK Smithers Community Radio, where we are proudly broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. And I said I was going to get to 200 this year. No, I'm not. It's like basically December. So I'll get to 200 episodes next year. But stay tuned and stick with me. I've got you for another half an hour.
talk through the distance as much as we could. Everything spoken and less understood. I was a talker, I leave what I mean, falling in between. Now I just have two half words, two half words in an empty song, two half words, two half words in an empty song. Am I coming on too strong?
Losing your mind for a plant that won't grow. Water my soil, but I drink it too slow. The song cowering, standing in between the time for you. Now I just have two half words, two half words in it. Half words, two half words and an empty song. Am I coming on too strong?
Thank you. everybody says, look at that son of a buck. He ain't got no fear of the wild, wild nature. With his belt and his buckle might catch you fever. And everybody calls him Steeple Diesel, cargo cowboy. And I said, hey, Steeple Diesel, sing me some Alan Jackson. I like that one you sing called the Chattahoochee.
Local folks, passing time with ease.
for my final dismiss, and I'll be back with my friends, wild turkey and cigarettes. Sometimes you make your bed, wild turkey and cigarettes.
Ayo, ayo, that Devour song. Got to see Devours at the old post office in Victoria, and might have been my, I don't know, how can you say favorite? What's favorite? Might have been my favorite show, because it hit me at just the right amount of party mode. Like, it was one night I just, like, was in party mode that night, and so was dancing like a fool beside the sound man's table. And he was a really nice guy, but the next day I went back because I forgot my sweater and my reading glasses, And he was he was wearing my reading glasses. I was like, oh, I think those are mine. And he's like, and then he goes and he puts them back on. He goes, nope, they're mine. I was like, well, like, it's not like reading glasses are prescription, so keep them, dude. So, but it was a really, really good show. We also just heard Stoneface Kid, which is a band I didn't care to see because I didn't really wasn't into the name, but they were wonderful. They played at the Masonic Temple, and it was just a three-piece, kind of like, how do I describe it? I guess it's like dirtbag country, I guess. And just like songs about like cigarettes. Like, it's not cigarettes, it's like cigarettes, you know what I mean? So they were really good. I think they're a Victoria band as well, if not Vancouver. Remy Dean and the Sharp Knives. I didn't get to see. They were my second last show on Sunday before I had to drive to Victoria. And they are an absolute standout. As you might have heard from, it's Steeple Diesel was the name of the song that we heard. But people were waltzing and dancing and yeehawing during their show, and they were playing at this tiny little Legion, and it was all very sweet. Ora Kogan before that, who I have played on my show muchly, and got to see her as well. We heard the song Cowgirl off of Formless. Hendrika before that with You've Got Gold. That's a single that she just released this year. She doesn't really want her music to be found too much on Spotify anymore, so if you want to, if you liked that song and you want to support more of Hendrika, check her out on Bandcamp, or you can just go to her website. But Hendrika played bass and sang backup vocals for Shirley Gnome. So that was kind of nice to see her twice. Sam Tudor before that, who played at the Weird Church on Friday night at about midnight or 1 a.m. And it was ethereal and beautiful. And then heard Hot Goss before that, which is a band from Victoria. It's a five-piece with an insane rhythm section. Their bass player is wild. Bass player is also the same bass player in Neighborly, which is where we started at the top of this list. So that's it for me. Thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in and for listening. And I'm just going to let the Jadu sisters, I'm going to let them finish us out today because it's a good feeling song, no matter where you are, where you're listening, or how you're hearing this. But catch me next week again when I'll be live on Monday. Catch you on the flop.